on Menswear by a Woman podcast. Welcome to another episode. Today's guest, it's about sportswear and activewear, but at the same time, it's sustainable sports and activewear. And the brand is called United We Are. And I'm going to speak to the brand owner, Connor McDonald, who is doing this brand with his brother as well. Connor, welcome to Menswear by a Woman podcast. It's nice to have you on board.
Hi, Samantha. Thank you very much for having me on. Very grateful to be speaking with you today.
Thank you very much. I first came across your website, and it's very interesting how you're actually trying to get sustainable sportswear and activewear. Why, even though there are few out there, what made you want to do this?
Well, for me personally, I've been into sustainability for the past 8 years,
wow.
Which kind of led me to take up certain lifestyle choices,
right.
From the food I ate or eat to the clothes I wear. And I'm currently studying environment and sustainability as well. So, and I guess I should say that I work within fitness. I'm a CrossFit coach. I also coach at F45. And I'm a personal trainer for the past 10 years. So I've worked in health and fitness. I've played rugby in multiple countries. So I've been in both spaces, the sports and I'm currently in the sustainability side of things. So I bring my two passions together. And as someone who's previously been searching for sustainable sports and activewear myself, it can be a little bit tricky to go out there and try and find the right clothing that matches the performance needs or the quality that I desire. So our mission and our goal was to basically, our long-term goal is to be a multi-brand e-com site. So what we will do is aggregate sustainable sports and activewear into one site. And then from there, we give the consumer the opportunity to choose from a great variety of products, brands, and try and give them as much information on those brands as possible within the site so that it's easier for them to make a decision which is ultimately better for the planet.
Is there quite a lot of others who are doing the same thing as yourselves, or not really?
Yeah. A couple of brands out there already who are doing, there's one who's doing pretty very much similar to what we're doing.
Right.
But then there's some other sustainable lifestyle brands to say, but nothing within the sports and activewear kind of multi-brand that I'm aware of anyway.
And is that the way you want to take the brand?
Becoming a multi-brand or being the only...
Multi-brand.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Do you want it to become quite huge in a sense in the sustainable world of sportswear?
Yeah, most definitely. I think for us, while we do have a couple of t-shirts ourselves, which we created, those were purely to generate some interest, get some traction, get people from our community actively involved in what we were doing. I think there's some amazing brands out there which we've been able to source and communicate with who are happy to come onto our site and for us to sell. So, and these brands, they're really high quality. I think a lot of people might automatically think when they think of sustainability or sustainable sports or clothing is that it might not have the same quality or performance characteristics of the brands that they're most used to. But from my experience and from what I've researched so far, there's some amazing brands out there. And we don't really want to contribute too much to making more products as such. We just showcase what is out there, bring it to one site and make it easy. Because I think unless we could physically create better products, that's what's out than what is out there, then I don't think we would do so that we kind of... It's just about us. Our goal is to unite the sports and sustainability worlds together.
What made you, was there a reason for this? That was it from your own experience or something that you wanted to do this? Or what was the reason for developing a brand like this?
So I think for me, I've, as I mentioned earlier, I've always been interested in sustainability, environmentalism.
Yeah.
And again, with my degree, as someone who has searched out for sustainable sports and activewear, you have to go through multiple sites, try and figure out what is sustainable, how legitimate it is.
Yeah.
So I feel, and it was the same, you know, when friends would go, what's sustainable? Where can I buy sustainable products? And I'd have to send them some links and multiple links from different sites. And I think it was a bit of confusion out there within purchasing sustainable sportswear. And I think they weren't too sure. They're like, but is it good quality? So I think my background in sports and sustainability, understanding, you know, not I don't know the full depth of sustainable sports and activewear down to the finer detail. As a sustainability student, I'm quite aware of, you know, what requires something to be more sustainable. And so I thought, you know, I've always loved creating communities. I've done it before. I've held fitness events, training days, workshops. Mm-hmm. I've been guest speakers before. And I just wanted to create something, a bit of inspiration within the sports industry about protecting our sports environment. And I think that's what it comes down to as well. I think my overarching goal in life is to inspire people to make better decisions for their health and the health of the planet. So if some people might not relate to the melting of the glaciers or deforestation in the Amazon, but they can understand protecting their sports environment from extreme weather or waterlogged pitches, droughts, extreme heat, and things of that sort. So I think that's ultimately why I wanted to do it.
In developing a brand and developing a business, I presume it's very difficult, or has it been difficult?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's definitely difficult for sure. Right. As you mentioned in your intro, yeah. It's myself and my brother. We're both, novice entrepreneurs, I guess you can say. We don't really have unlimited financial resources. Yeah. It's very, you know, we have many titles to our name. So my brother is covering the business side of things, the business plan, and dealing with all of that side of things. And then myself, I've created the website, designed the website, content creation, t-shirt design, you know, you name it, we're both it. And that can become difficult at times because there's only a certain, while we're both passionate about it, and that does make things a little easier, you know, when you have to maybe stay up late, do some research, or try and create something that you've never created before, but with not very much knowledge or resources, can be quite difficult. So while passion does take you a long way, there's only a certain amount that your skill can take you. So, you know, we've had to work with what we've got. And I think, you know, we're not trying to rush through it. We want this to be a sustainable business in terms of the business itself, in terms of longevity. And you know, we understand it takes time. But yeah, it's been fun as well. We're both kind of creative. It's exciting. There's a lot more pressure, I guess, when you are creating a brand because you are the brand and you feel it's like you're quite critical of yourself, I guess, because you're thinking, oh, maybe I could have done this, maybe I can do this. Mm-hmm. And you can never really switch off. But it's enjoyable as well, for sure.
How important is at the moment, you know, sustainable, ethical fashion is really, really important for the planet's sake and for, you know, for work, workforce and all that stuff. How important is it that we should, do you think that everyone should become sustainable and ethical in fashion at the moment, especially in sportswear? Because, you know, when you hear about Nike, Adidas and, you know, some of these big names, they're not sustainable. But then again, they're promoting like things like, you know, making yourself feel better, healthy and all that stuff. How important is sustainable and ethical in sportswear? And why is it important?
It's a big question, and definitely it's hugely important. So I feel when we look at the big picture of protecting our environment, our natural environment, our sporting environment, and you know, trying to reduce the climate issues that we face in now and potentially in the future, for us, that's why we really wanted to get sports involved, because sports has such a huge role within the community, but it's so dependent on a stable climate, whether it's the football pitches or athletes on the tennis courts, whether it's at the community tennis courts or at Wimbledon.
Yeah,
you know, when athletes are exposed to severe weather conditions, such as heat, you know, we really put them at risk. And but also for myself when I was younger, we used to play down the fields rugby, there would be times when the conditions were unplayable and dangerous because it was waterlogged or it was frozen or even it was too dry and the ground was just like concrete.
Wow.
So having a stable climate, you know, we're so used to having the seasons be where they are and sports works around that. But now that we're seeing the earlier shift in weather patterns and also irregular weather patterns, we might have, you know, a sudden heat wave or a sudden cold frost come in, and it just really impacts sports. And that's why I believe it can really play a huge impact. If we can get sports teams, clubs, athletes, all bringing united together in the fight to protect their sports environment, because I think if we can protecting our planet is basically protecting your sports environment. So whether that's your rugby pitch, so you know, protecting the ice caps protects the rugby pitch, protecting the Amazon protects the tennis courts or the golf courses. You know, erosion on some of these major golf courses all around the world, but within the sports themselves also, adopting more sustainable practices will play a huge part, whether it's from water resources, shifting the energy, plastic free, or minimizing the use of single use plastics, will all go a long way. You know, I think there's a great club, Forest Green Rovers. I'm not sure if you're aware of them, but they're a professional football team backed by Ecotricity and Vince.
Wow. Okay.
And they're the world's most sustainable sports club. They, you know, they serve just plant-based food at their grounds. They're organic football pitch. You know, they're not using synthetic fertilizers, which, you know, ultimately have an impact on the environment. So yeah, I think it is really important that we can adopt certain changes. And I think what we really want to do also at United We Are is not say that you have to be perfect or you have to be this. It's just about making better choices every day. And I think not everyone can make the choices that they might want to make, because sometimes it's financially difficult. And there's a lot of brands out there, which can be super frustrating. They are sustainable, but their price range is way too high for a vast majority of people. So it's trying to find that balance now within sustainable clothing, sustainable sportswear that is more available to the wider audience. And then I think it will be easier to adopt.
I wanted to just ask, go back on to the answer that you just had, which was quite interesting. How, you know, like with that team that you were saying that's sustainable, the football team that's sustainable, are they all, do you think majority other teams are going to be doing that as well, do you think? Or is it quite hard trying to change these massive teams, like who have so much money, to change on into sustainable wear?
A lot of clubs are integrating sustainability policies into their practice. And so, for example, Nottingham Rugby Club, I think.
Right.
Oh, sorry, Northampton Saints. Northampton Saints, they've policy where it's trying to source energy from renewables, reducing their use of single-use plastics. incorporating more plant-based foods, and just generally in and around the club having better structure when it comes to sustainable practices. And I think a lot of clubs are interested in it because I feel that's the way society is going. And not that it's perfect, and I think some clubs, especially the big clubs, you know, it's a bit tricky because it, without being, it's like, sometimes I have my sustainability cap on, and some days I have my sports person cap on. And from a sustainability side of things, we need to be radical if we're to really mitigate the current scenarios that are being faced globally within climate change. And a part of me wants to go, no, you need to really make some serious changes now. And they might seem radical now, but down the future of, you know, current environmental stability really relies on it. And that means so does sports. But then I understand from the more the sportsman or the civilian side of things that these radical changes, I can't relate to why they are going to have a big impact. So, and you know, sports depends on, you know, especially the top clubs, you know, they go on tours to America and they tour around America, and they're flying out all the time, and there's a lot of resources going into these. So I know it's not as simple as, you know, completely changing sports, but I think if we can change elements within sports, trying to improve current practices initially, I think it just, it becomes a gateway to making more, what would be once extreme changes or radical changes don't seem so radical because we've slowly just chipped away. And I think there was a lot of resistance against even the smallest changes. Even if it's like reducing the consumption of animal products within the club, you know, serving maybe a vegan burger as well as a beef burger, you know, I think that used to be pretty radical, like, but now it's almost the norm. So I think slowly there is the adoption of these changes. I think hopefully it'll get to a point where it just snowballs and we find ourselves in a better position.
Going back to your business, right? What was the hardest thing about it? What's the hardest thing when you started up? What did you find that was quite hard?
Well, I think we're still almost, it feels like we're still starting off. You know, we were kind of conceived the early summer of this year.
It's quite young.
We've just really chipped away to get it where it is. I think the hardest thing is, even though, you know, some great friends and great community and connections, I guess it's, you feel like people are going to just get it or get what you're doing or like just fully support you. But still, you know, people are a little bit still unsure, and you feel like you still have to keep working. You still have to, you have to build the trust of your customer and consumer, even though there's loads of people out there who just get it. I think that was quite difficult because you go, you can't just rely on people understanding it. They have to trust it and they have to value what you're doing. And I guess that in terms of business, for us now where we are, we're in the position where we're looking to generate investment.
Right.
And I think that position is where we're at, and it's trying to navigate that world. To then allow us to launch from there, you know, because once we get that into that investment, then it's all the ideas, all of the planning that we've put on behind the scenes can really come into play, and we can get the brands on that we've sourced and really get the community involved in sustainability.
So at the moment, whereabouts are you? Have you developed more products, or are you actually thinking about developing more products?
So currently, we've brought out two products. They're two T-shirts. They're made from organic cotton,
right?
Printed using non-toxic ink, and they're printed at factory in the UK, which is a certified vegan, carbon neutral factory. So we've been able to do that within our resources and within our budget. We've created two t-shirts just to kind of, one's a training top, one's a bit more just streetwear, just to kind of get people interested. We're looking at, until we get investment, once we get investment, our next step is then to purchase from the brands. We've selected 5 brands. Once we do that, we can stock those brands in, we can get them into the warehouse and then start fulfilling the orders and then developing our strategies and, well, not develop, get out our strategies in terms of building our community. We're huge on building community, and we've got some really, really cool and interesting community initiatives. We've done some already. We've done a beach clean in South Wales,
right,
where we got people involved in just contributing to some nature-based initiatives. And we were recently at the Blue Earth Summit, which was this gathering of like-minded businesses, investors, who are trying to make, or who are working in the space of sustainability or conservation. And basically we're there for 3 days last week, really meeting some amazing people, some great brands, and again, just trying to build our network from there. But that's where we are, 2 t-shirts, building some community events. But ultimately our goal now is to get investment so that we can work with the brands that we've set out to.
And what's the best thing about it, doing your own brand?
I get freedom, I guess. Freedom is, that's another big point of why I wanted to personally start the brand, was because,
yeah, go on,
creating community, like I mentioned earlier. Yeah. I want to have zero restrictions on where I want to go, what path I want to do. You know, I think especially within this sector, you need to be quite confident within your goals, your vision, your motive. And my brother, we work really well together, and we feel strongly about our vision and where we want to go. Mm-hmm. And we don't have anyone to answer to, which also is a little bit strange, because sometimes, I guess, in life, you need someone to, you know, you have to be your own boss sometimes, and you have to be a bit strict and, you know, be well thought out. So, but I think the best thing is, you know, you're free to do whatever you want. And if you want to bring an idea out and put it on the table, then it's there to go, you know. So yeah, I love it, I enjoy it. It's a lot of work, but it's just great, because it feels, I'm just so passionate about it, and it's so much easier to do when you're passionate about it.
Yeah.
And you know you're just going to contribute to, you know, protecting the planet. I couldn't think of anything better.
Which is very good, which is true, though, very true. And I think we all play a part on it as well, that we all have to start looking after the planet.
Yeah, for sure. I think we can, and we can. And it's so, just the smallest of changes, we can really make positive impact, and it just spreads, you know. I think that's why I also want to just, you know, tell people it doesn't have to be radical. It's just one small change, and it doesn't even, you know, it doesn't even have to be buying sportswear. It could be something you know, within their everyday life, which doesn't have to cost X. You don't have to buy anything, but, you know, we can honestly make such a big difference from small change.
So, Connor, who's your favourite sports brand then?
My favourite sports brand?
Yeah.
Sports brand. I think I really like Prezio at the moment.
Right.
They're an Australian brand.
Okay.
But they've created some incredible performance-based sportswear, which is could be used for running, functional training in the gym, but really amazing sustainability credentials. Some of their products are, you know, made from, which are really suitable for, to be biodegradable.
Right.
Some are from upcycled or recycled polyester. Okay. And they're kind of like very good thinking within their products and the materials that they use.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. So Prezio, I think they're a great brand, and it's one of the brands that we really want to get on board. We've spoken with them.
You won't be able to tell us a lot more about it, because that's all, you know, it's all to come, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's one of your favorite brands.
Yeah, I think, it's sportswear brands for sure. There's some amazing brands out there, even just streetwear. There's one called Idioma, I think it's called. Oh, Idioma. It's a Portuguese brand.
Right.
And that's like streetwear. And I think that's a pretty cool brand. But Hilo as well, footwear.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
I've met up with them a couple of times. And again, I'm really quite passionate about brands who are passionate.
Yeah.
Because you absolutely get brands out there which are just there, just, of course, everyone wants to be financially secure.
Yes.
But
you still have to be passionate about something you do.
Pardon?
I said you still have to be passionate about something you do.
I feel for me, because I'm very purpose-led, and that's what I want the brand to be. It's based around inspiring change.
Yeah,
you know, anything after that is a bonus. And if there's a brand that suit kind of meets that as well, not that I expect everyone to, but you know, there's some great brands out there who really want to make a change, and it's not about just selling products, it's about educating.
Yeah,
and it's about 100%. Creating a community, and I think that's where it's at. Creating, inspiring change, educating, build a community. I think that's where the future is, for sure.
And do you think that's the most, do you also think that's very important for a brand starting up, or all the time it should be doing this? A brand should keep on doing this?
Yeah. In terms of the community, for sure. Because I think in today's society, especially post lockdowns and pandemic, community just picked up massively. And you know, I live in London, and I always tell people London's the busiest place, but also could be the loneliest place.
Yes.
So if you're if you can really develop a strong community, then you're really onto a winner. And I'd say always focus on that. Build the community, and that community will support you. And that with that community, you can really inspire change. And you know what? You've got to get people, got to trust you. There's so, because there are so many brands out there now, and there's a lot of businesses. You know, you're exposed to so much information. You've really got to build trust within your community and from your customers. And I think once you build trust, and people will pick up on trust, for sure, or on if you're genuine or not. I think if you're a genuine business, people will trust you, and they will want to invest time in knowing more about you as a brand, coming to your events, and then in the long run, they might want to purchase from you. So I think once you build that trust, through the community events, build value as well. So if you offer value to your community, which is more than just a product, then they trust you. You know, you've got to have their best interests at heart, which is not just about, you know, them purchasing, but you, they are your community, and you look after them. You want to support them with whatever they're doing. You know, if there was someone in our community who was doing, you know, a run or wanted to do something, you know, we'd try and support them as much as we can. You know, when we did our litter pick, we worked with other groups within the area around the beach, and you know, we wanted to help them build some traction. So we, you know, promoted them within whatever we were doing. And I think that's where it's at. Build a community, offer value, build trust, and you'll go a long way.
And on that note, Connor, I'd just like to thank you for coming on to Menswear by Woman podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on board, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much, Samantha. I really appreciate being on there today. I hope everyone enjoyed what we spoke about, and I look forward to hearing more of your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Connor. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.